The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shalyn Weiss from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about banks.
Well, bank balance sheets are about to get an influx of cash. There has been a rapid rise in mortgage rates due to the Federal Reserve's rate hike plans. Over the past year, the central bank has been dead set on bringing inflation growth back down. To do so, it has increased interest rates by 300 basis points and is now prepared to raise them by another 150 basis points by early 2023. So as a result, the federal funds rate target has jumped from a range of 0% to 0.25% to a new range of 3% to 3.25%, a much faster pace than the previous rate hike cycles. And this has sent mortgage rates higher. By the middle of 2021, as the Fed began talking about tightening monetary policy, the interest rate on a home loan was right around 3%. And by the start of 2022, it was up to 3.5%. And now, with the 3% increase in the federal funds target so far, the current rate on a conventional mortgage is right around 6.8%.
Wow! This is definitely putting money back onto the bank's balance sheets in a hurry.
Yes, and you see, the rapid pace of rate increases is a windfall for lenders who have been starved for years, looking to make more net interest income, or NII. Net interest income is the difference between what banks earn from their lending activities and what they then pay out on liabilities. So the amount of cash being pumped onto lenders' balance sheets is astounding. Just look at J.P. Morgan's third quarter results as an example of what's happening for banks. The company reported a record net interest income of $17.6 billion. It also guided total net interest income for the year to $61.5 billion, compared with its expectation for $58 billion last quarter. So the central bank's rate hike plans may function as a continued tailwind for the banking sector. And we also looked at the U.S. Census Bureau's average sales price for a new single-family home compared with the prevailing mortgage rate.
And what are you seeing?
In the second quarter of 2020, the average price for a single-family home was around $322,000, with a mortgage rate of 3.07%. You'll notice the difference between the interest and principal amounts of a 30-year mortgage over the past 2 years. For 2021's second quarter, the sales price had jumped to $382,000, and the mortgage rate was down to 2.8%. And by the second quarter of this year, you were looking at a $440,000 mortgage with a 5.7% interest rate. And based on third quarter data so far, the average house goes for around $451,000, and mortgage rates are at 6.9%. So from the second quarter of 2021, to the same quarter this year, the total interest paid on the median home sale price jumped from $183,349 to $479,681. So over the lifetime of the loan, that's a return on investment increase of 61%. And from the third quarter of 2021 to the third quarter of 2022, the interest over the life of the loan jumped from $211,940 to $621,163. That's a return on investment increase of 86%. So banks are pulling in a ton of cash, with most of it being upfront interest payments compared with paying down the principal. And as of the third quarter of 2021, it would take homeowners 7 years before they would start paying more toward the principal than interest. So in the third quarter of this year, that jumped to 20 years.
Wow. So are they really trying to bring inflation growth down? I mean, despite how Americans have been hurting, it sounds like banks really are doing well, while the public just seems to be drowning further in debt. Just imagine being a family and trying to buy your first home right now, even though you saved up for years to do so, and next thing you know, it's all gone.
Yes, and in other words, because the total amount of interest on loans has increased and it takes longer to pay that portion down, much more of homeowners' early mortgage payments are going to profits. And that's important because several years from now, rates are going to drop once more. And when that happens, there's going to be a refinancing wave and the process will start over at a lower rate. This means banks will receive a new wave of basically margin-only payments for a few more years. This will then improve the balance sheets of regional lenders. Even if they make fewer loans, they should be able to be much more profitable and take in more money in the process. At the same time, they shouldn't have to attract as many deposits that will require a higher rate of interest.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. Information presented should not be considered specific investment advice or a recommendation to take any particular course of action. Always consult with a financial professional regarding your personal situation before making financial decisions. The views and opinions expressed are based on the current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal.